We're going to skip Aisha bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu anha, although she was the third wife the Prophet ﷺ got married to. And we said Aisha's story is a little bit long, so this why we're going to skip it and go back to it after we talk about Zainab bint Khuzaymah. Zainab bint Khuzaymah was the fourth wife for Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and he only lived with her for some say 3 months, some say 8 months, but that's it. So he did not live with her long because she passed away after a short time after they got married. And we said only two wives died before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khadija and Zainab bint Khuzaymah. Now, Zainab bint Khuzaymah's story is again interesting and one of the proofs that tells us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not get married for desire. He got married as part of his job as a prophet. What happened was, when we talk about Sauda, we said she was over 80 years old and she had children and she was married before. The same thing goes for Zainab. Zainab bint Khuzaymah was married two times even before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She was married to one of the cousins of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had many uncles, by the way. We know probably four of them. We know Al-Abbas and Hamza, Abu Talib, and who's the fourth one? Abu Lahab. Please do not say Abu Jahl. Everywhere I go, they say Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl is not the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, and the Prophet had about 10, they say, 10 uncles. One of them, the rest are not famous because they died before the revelation started. One of them was called Al-Harith. And he had a son, his name was Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Harith. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Harith was the second husband for Zainab bint Khuzaymah. Now, they lived happily in Mecca and they both accepted Islam at the same time and they both performed Hijrah to Medina until the day of the Battle of Badr, what was a great event for Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Harith. You know, that was the first battle in Islam and the mushrikeen left Mecca, and we're not going to go through the whole story, we'll keep that for Seerah when we talk about Seerah inshallah later on. The mushrikeen left Mecca, they wanted to fight with the Muslims had a smaller army. Just before the battle started, the mushrikeen said, we want to start by challenging three Muslims, three on three. That was a tradition back then, before the two armies start fighting. Some people come out of one army and they ask another people to come. It's a little bit like cavalry, like knighthood and stuff. So three mushrikeen came out and they said to the Muslims, bring three people to challenge us. Three people of Al-Ansar, the people of Medina, came. The mushrikeen refused to fight them. They said, we don't know you. You are from the Medina. Give us those who are from our families. Give us those from Mecca. So the Prophet ﷺ wanted to choose three from Muhajirin, from Mecca. And he chose from his own family to see that he's not going to sacrifice the other Muslims. I'm going to sacrifice my own family. He chose his uncle Hamza. And he chose his cousin Ali. And the other cousin, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Harith, Zainab's husband. And the duel started. Hamza killed his opponent really quickly. Ali was even faster. The only one who had a problem was Abu Ubaidah. Abu Ubaidah was fighting his opponent. It took longer after exchanging hits. Finally, Abu Ubaidah hits the mushrik. His name was Shaybah. And Shaybah hits Abu Ubaidah at the same time. Abu Ubaidah kills the mushrik, but as he was falling, Shaybah hits Abu Ubaidah and cuts off his leg. From above the knee. And that's a huge wound, of course. And he was bleeding a lot. They took him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see how much the Prophet was close to his companions. And you can imagine the scene. The Prophet was sitting. He took Abu Ubaidah's head and he put it on his lap. And he was wiping his sweat with his own hand, the pure hand of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Ubaidah, as he was bleeding a lot, of course, and so much pain, you can imagine you just lost your leg. He said, O Prophet of Allah, you can imagine, what is he going to ask about now? He said, oh, Prophet of Allah, if I die today, will I go to Jannah? Just imagine, that's all he cares about. If I die today, will I go to Jannah? The Prophet ﷺ said, yes. The man smiled. He said, oh, Prophet of Allah, tell me just one thing. The Prophet ﷺ said, what? He said, are you pleased with me? He just gave his life for Islam, and the Prophet chose him. Are you pleased with me? When he looked at him, the Prophet ﷺ's tears were falling off, dripping on Abu Ubaidah's body. You can imagine, because he was lying in his lap. And then Abu Ubaidah The Prophet ﷺ said, O Allah, I bear witness to you that I am pleased with Abu Ubaidah. O Allah, ashhadu anni radin an Abu Ubaidah. I bear witness to you that I am pleased with Abu Ubaidah, until Abu Ubaidah passed away in the lap of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was smiling when he died because he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam telling him that I am pleased with you. Imagine, to the last moment, he gave his life and he's still asking, are you pleased with me? That's how Zainab lost her husband.